We're up to Kafches and the Beis, Zuhi She'amru. Mishnah ends, this is the case where you can have two sisters, and their sister Yevamos, and one's mutter to one brother, one mutter to the other one. Zuhi L'mutei Mai, this is the case, Mashma, that there's another case similar, that this doesn't apply. So what does that come to exclude? Issa mitzvah l'zeh, v'issa mitzvah l'zeh. Where the two Yevamos, each one is usher to one of the brothers, but not with an Isser Erva, and then the other one is not Achos Kukaso, and therefore he can be Miyabim her, but with an Isser Kedusha, with an Isser Durabon. Right? And therefore, since Min HaTorah, she's Ola Liyibum, so he can't, she's Achos Kukaso, partially at least, with some intensity, and therefore neither one can make Yibum, they both have to give Chalitza. Mursa says, we already had that case, that in the case of Issa Kedusha was only Issa the Rabbanon, it's still, there is still Zika, the Rabbanon were not in the Vat of the Zika, and therefore there's no Yibum, only Chalitza. Mali Chalachad, Mali Letrei, what difference does it make, it's one or two? Right? Once we know that the Rabbanon were not Mevatel, the Zika, for the mitzvah of Yibum, where there's only an Issa the Rabbanon, by one, so we know the same thing by two. Mursa says, no, Mal the same, Kilo, Amrin, Oki, Issa, Mitzvah, Mako, Issa, Erva, Hecha, the Ikal, the Migzor, Mishum, Sheni. Avo, Hecha, the Lekal, the Migzor, Mishum, Sheni, Ema, the High, Okim, the Issa, Mitzvah, Mako, Issa, Erva, Ula, High, Okim, the Issa, Mitzvah, Mako, Issa, Erva, Ula, Yab, Mako, Mashmalan. When do we say that if one person, both are usher to him, one is usher to him, Mishum, Isser Kedusha, so we say that he can't make Yibum on the other one because there is a Zika, even though she's also with the Rabbanan weren't Mavat with the Zika, since Min HaTorah she is Roy for him. That's where there's only one. But if there were two, right, then I would say two brothers or whatever, and the reason is because we're afraid that if you let him be Miyabim one, in the future, people miyabim in a case where there's an Isser Erva too. But Lamaisa, what's it called, in the case of the... we're afraid the other brother... the case that we're talking about is like this. The two cases are where one is Usser to one brother, the Isser Kedusha, and the other one is Mutter to both of them. So then we're afraid if we let this brother be miyabim, what's it called, the one that's Mutter to him, because the one that's usher to him is what's it called, is the one that's usher to him is the Zika's bottle, right? We're afraid that the second brother, who both of them are mutter, and there's a real Zika, will be miyabim one of them. So there we don't let the first brother be miyabim, the one that's mutter to him, even though the other one's usher to him, because it's for fear that the brother that both of them are mutter to him will be miyabim one of them too, and that's for sure usher, that's achos kukasa. But in the case where one's usher to one and one's usher to the other, there's nothing to be gozer. If we let this guy be miyabim, the one that's mutter to him, the other one will be miyabim, the one that's mutter to him. So it shouldn't be a problem. Kamash b'lo no, that the Rabbanon, even in that case, were not mevatel v'zika. And since min haTorah she's ola liyibum, there is zika, and therefore each one is considered achos kukaso, and they're both usher. Okay. Rashi. Hainuhach, the Habehed Yuktani Lala El, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha Choletzes. We said before that in the case where there's an Isser Rabbanan, there's Chalitza but no Yibum. Kilo Amin Oki Isser Mitzvah Mokom Erva, so the Mercer says, no, I have a Havmi to say, Lishyabi Macholsa, Hecha de Ein Isser Mitzvah Ela Ba'achas Alo Echot, Ulishay Nishtem Skukos. I might think the only time we don't let the brother who has one of them usher to him in the Rabbanan be miyabim the other one, is when there's another brother who both of them are mutter to, and we're afraid if we let this one be miyabim, the other one will be miyabim one of them also, and that's for sure also, she's achos kukaso, without any problem. But in the case where both of them are usher to one and mutter to the other, I might think that they're the rabbanim, and you can make ibum. Kamash v'lo not. Okay. Om Rav Yehuda Marav. The Chain Tani Rav Chiya. Okay, we had this referred to way back in the beginning of the Masechta. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and Rav Chiya also learned like that. Bekulam anikori bohen asura lezem uteros lezeh. All of the 15 arayas, you can find a case where one will be usher to one brother and one usher to the other brother, right? And achos shiyavinta choletzos omis yabemis, right? In the case where each brother can be miyabim the one that is mutter to him. Rabbi Yehuda metargim mechamosa ve'elech. Rabbi Yehuda says it only applies to the anything from Chamoso and onward. But the first ones that start with his daughter, it's impossible to have a daughter, right, who is usher to one brother and mutter to the other brother. Right, there should be one brother's daughter, and the other one should be mutter too, except by Anusa. Because if it's, what's it called, through marriage, and they had, what's it called, a brother had a daughter through marriage, then it's going to be also, the other brother's going to be also too, to that one. It's going to be his wife's daughter. So, but if it's not his wife, it's only Anusa, so then it'll work out. So Rashi's going to explain it. My timer, even the Bito ba'onsin hu de mashkachas lo, b'nesuin lo, and even though the other five, except for Bito, you could find, but since they all are extensions of Bito, didn't mention any one of the six. Okay? B'nesuin lo mashkachas lo, b'nesuin kamayr, b'onsin lo kamayr. Yehuda holds that the Mishnah is only talking by nesuin, not by onsin, and therefore the first five doesn't apply. This halacha doesn't apply. You can find it by onsin, but when it said that the kulam on the kore, it's only going on from chamoso and onward. And Abaye says, no, the Mishnah is talking even about Bito, and it's talking where she's from an Anusa. Right? Since it's possible to find a case by Onsim, right, that it could be Bito also, the daughter of this one, and the other one's the daughter of the other one, right, and this one's mutter to this one's mutter to the other one, right? But the case of Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo, again, it's impossible to find a case where she's mutter to one and usher to the other, she's usher to both of them if she's Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo, except according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds a case where Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo is mutter if the Yibum took place before the brother was born. Well, Rashi is going to explain it, we'll get into it. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can find a case where a woman will be ushered to one brother, Mishum Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo, but not ushered to the other brother. Right? So, but that's only according to Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the Mishnah is not talking according to one man d'omer, it's only talking according to something that's important to everybody. Safra Metargim Af Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo. If Safra says no, it applies even to Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo, and even only it's according to Reb Shimon, right? But the Plukso Kamairi, the Mishnah is telling me a case that would only apply to Reb Shimon. And how do you find the case where you have an Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah Bi'Olamo who's mutter to one brother and usher to the other brother, and the opposite, another wife is mutter to one brother, the opposite brother, and usher to the first brother? If you have it with six brothers, and according to Reb Shimon, the simonach and the simon of how it works out is meis nolad v'yibim. Meis nolad v'yibim. We're going to Rashi explain all of it. Reuven v'shimon nesuim shteach. Okay, let's see the Rashi still here. The kulam amikori bohen, the chol chamesh esrei arayis, the perakama. And all the 15 arayas of the first Mishnah, right? It's possible to find a case where two sisters will fall to two brothers. One of the sisters will be mutter to brother A, and the other sister will be mutter only to brother B. And they'll be usher to the opposite brother.
Right?
ומותרס לזה. ומתוך כך נמצאו שתי אחריות מסייב נוס ולא פוגו באחר סקוקה. In that kind of case, each one is מייבים, the one that's mutter to him, because she's not אחר סקוקה, because the other one is not סוקו, because she's an ערבה. The Kulam Pirashi with Perek Aleph. All the cases, how it works out, Rashi said, I explained to you in the first Perek, I'm not going to do it again. So we're not either. But on sin, the Bito Bominusoso. However, the case of Bito can only be found by Ananusa. Not if the father was married to that woman that he had the daughter from. That can't be. Kigon, Ruvain Onas Isha, they're not the father, the brother. Right? Ruvain, right, raped the woman, or didn't have to rape her, he couldn't do it with consent, but he didn't marry. He lived out of wedlock with a woman. The holy bas, and they had a daughter. Ubar Shimon, v'onas anusas achiv, the holy bas. And Shimon also lived with that woman out of wedlock, right? And she's not really also to him because she's anusas achiv. She's not ashes achiv. So therefore, Shimon lived with a woman, right, and Reuven lived with the same woman, and they both had daughters from that woman. So the daughters have the same mother, so they're sisters, but they don't have the same father. And the daughters are, what's it called, the woman was never Ashes, one of the brothers. Because if Reuven married this woman and had a daughter, it's impossible for Shimon to have a daughter by him. She's Ashes Ochiv. Right? So it can't be a case where what's it called, where Shimon then had a daughter from her, because that was Ashes Ochiv. But in the case where Reuven didn't marry her and had a daughter, then Shimon didn't marry her and had a daughter, each one married the other one's daughter, and they both died, two other brothers. And they married those daughters, and those two brothers died, and the two sisters now fell to Yibum, to Reuven and Shimon. So one is Reuven's daughter, and one Shimon's daughter. So Reuven is Miyabim Shimon's daughter, and Shimon's Miyabim Reuven's daughter. But it only can be by Anusoso. Since it can only be Anusoso, Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, says that we're not talking about Anusa. What? He never married her. What's missing is there's no kedusha. He lived with her without kedusha. Okay. The holy bas, the nisu bas Reuven bas Shimon Levi Yehuda achi avihen, and these two girls got married to two other brothers of the same family, right? Yehud Levi and Yehuda. The harihen achayos min ha'en, and they are sisters from the mother. They have a common mother. So bas Shimon muteres Reuven, and then Levi and Yehuda died. So the daughter of Shimon is mutter to Reuven, and the daughter of Reuven, Bas Reuven, muteres to Shimon. V'nimtzu shtei achayos misyabnos. Two sisters can be misyabim, because one's mutter to this, and one's mutter to that one, and the opposite is also to the other one. Kein bas bito v'chenkon, same thing goes with granddaughter, whatever. Apagav, t'chol chamisha bovi dereisha mishtachi b'nesuin. Even though, aside from the daughter, all the other ones can be talking even by marriage, not only by anusa. Right, it's only the daughter can't be the case where it's Eishes Ochiv. Ho'elu bito lo mishtaches yushtei bono shal shnei achim achayos min ha'ein. Right, it's impossible for two women to be sisters from the mother, from two brothers, if one of the brothers married the mother. She efshe she nosa yevimto sheish lo bas. It's impossible that the guy married his brother's wife who has a daughter. She's also Sheshes Ochiv. She Yesh Labon. Lotani bu asur lezeh hoel v'kulan iser shem basei. So it didn't mention, it is not going back on any of the six because of Bito. Because they're all extensions of Bito. So even though the other cases you could find with marriage, since the Iker case of Bas, you can, those six, it's not going back on. Da'alibad Rav Shimon hi mashkachas lo. Then the Gemara says, no, even talking about Anusa. Right? That's what's it called? Abaya says. Abaya says, even talking about Anusa. But it's not talking about Eshes Ochiv Shalabi Olamo, because that depends on the Machlokas. It only works out according to Rav Shimon. and the Mishnah is not talking according to one man the Omer. And then, what's it called? Rav Safra said, no, even Eish Yisachim Shlomi Olamo is included, and the Mishnah is talking about Rav Shimon, only according to Rav Shimon, and it works out with six brothers. Okay, now Rashi explains. The Libra of Shimon Mashkachis Bo, Chasur Lazek in the forest of Safra Lakameh. The Pluksa Lo Ayri Rav Chia. Hasura Lazek, Eish Yis Levi, Asura Li Yisachar, Shabba Umatra Asura Lav, Mizika Ruven Shloyebe Olama. Okay, let's see the case inside the Gemara. Okay. So Mashkachis La Beshisha Achi, Valib the Rav Shimon. The Shimonich Meishnol V'Yibay Meishnol V'Yibim. How's the case? Ruven and Shimon Nesuim Shtei Achayis. Ruven and Shimon were originally married to two sisters. Okay? Ruven's wife is Rachel. Shimon's wife is Leah. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Levi Yehuda Nesuim Shtei Nochrios. And Levi and Yehuda are married to two other women. No relation. Not to each other, not to the first wives or whatever. Meis Ruven. Ruven died, and before Levi had a chance to be Miyabin, one of his wives, right, one of Ruven's wife, what's it called, with Ruven's wife, Yisachar was born. So Yisachar is usher to what's it called, to Ruven's wife, who, what's it called, was Omed L'Yibum, because she's a Yisachar, Shelo Hayabi Olama. When Ruven died, Yisachar wasn't born. And Yisachar was born before any of the other brothers made Yibum. So that she's also according to everybody. Right? Even Rav Shimon. Everybody holds that a brother that was born after the brother died, before his wife was Mishyabein, that remains also to that new brother forever. So Yisachar can never marry Reuven's wife, Reuven's original wife. The Yibim Levi, and then Levi was Miyabim Reuven's wife, Rachel. Okay, Levi was Miyabim Rachel. Now Levi's married to Rachel. May Shimon, now Shimon died, the other sister's husband, Leah's husband, Nolad Zvulun. After he died, Zvulun was born before anybody was Miyabim Leah. Okay, but Yisachar was already born. So Yisachar is mutter to this. He could have been Miyabim. Had he been old enough, he could have been Miyabim Leah. Okay? So Yisachar is mutter to Leah. But he's usher to Rachel. The Yibim Yehuda, and Yehuda was Miyabim Leah. But Zvulun is usher to Leah. Because he was born after Shimon died, before Leah became Miyubah. Then, Mesu Levi Yehuda Balabonim. Then Levi and Yehuda died without children. And their wives, who were originally the wives of Reuven and Shimon, who Reuven's wife is also to Yisachar, and Shimon's wife is also to Zvulun, but opposite is Mutter, right? Because Zvulun was born after Rachel was Meyubim. So Zvulun is Mutter with Rachel. But Yisachar's also with Rachel. Yisachar's Mutter with, what's it called, with Leah, because he was born already when Leah fell for Yibum. But Zvulun wasn't, so he's also to Leah. Right now, v'nafu hu kam Yisachar v'Zvulun. Rachel and Leah, who were now Levi and Yehuda's wives, but were originally Reuven and Shimon's wives, fall now before Yisachar and Zvulun. Right? Asur l'zeh muter l'zeh, asur l'zeh muter l'zeh, just like we explained. Right? Rachel is also to Yisachar, but Leah is mutter to Yisachar. Leah is mutter to what's it called, Rachel is mutter to Zvulun, but Leah is usher to Zvulun. So now, Zvulun can be Miyabim Rachel, and who's usher to Yisachar, and Yisachar can Miyabim Leah, who's usher to Zvulun, and we find the case of what's it called, Asura L'zeh Muter L'zeh, according to Rav Shimon. According to the Rabbanan, it will work out. Because no matter when Yisachar and Zvulun were born, they're both usher to Rachel and Leah. Because since they were, what's it called, doesn't make a difference that they were born after the Yibum, because a brother that was born after the Yibum is also usher. Not only a brother was born before the Yibum, between the death and the Yibum, according to the Rabbanan. So it'll never be a case where one's mutter and the other one's also. Vachosa shivinta, we have to call. Okay, Samara says, Loma li yibim Yehuda. Why do you need that Yehuda was miyabim, the what's it called, the Mesu Levi Yehuda Balabanim Vinoflu Kame Yisachar Zvulun. Okay, so what it says, why do you have to introduce into the case that Yehuda was miyabim, right? The Yibin Yehuda. Why do you have to put into the case that Yehuda was miyabim Shimon's wife, Leah? Even if Yehuda wasn't miyabim Shimon's wife, what's it called? Yisachar is going to be usher to her, and forever, right? Let's see, she's in the first marriage, Zvulun's going to be usher to her, Yisachar is going to be mutter to her. Why do you have to introduce Yehuda's Yibum? Forget about Yehuda. Yehuda was not miyabim Shimon's wife, right? She remained Zakuka to one of them, but she could be Zakuk to, what's it called, to Yisachar. Even not falling from Yehuda, from falling from Shimon, right? He was born already when she became a Yavama, Yisachar. It's only Zvulun she's also to. So why do you have to have Yehuda being Miyabim altogether? That's unnecessary. Mara says, below Yibim Yehuda nomi mashkachesla. Mara says, Mishum Tzara. No, because you wouldn't find the case of Tzara. Because the Mishnah says, Tame Vitzaros, Vitzaros, Sarosayim. You wouldn't be able to find the case of a Tzara. Because if Shimon had other wives besides this one, they're not Tzaros. They're all Eishes Achim, Tzara B'Olamo, to Zvulun. All the wives of Shimon, if Zvulun wasn't born when Shimon died, are Eishes Achim, Tzara B'Olamo. So there's no Tzara over here. The Tzara would be where, what's it called, Shimon died, and then, what's it called, Zvulun was born before, what's it called, before anybody made Yibum. So now he's usher to Shimon's wife, right, Leah, but there's no Tzara there, because if Shimon had other wives, they're not Tzaros. They're just Eishes, they're all Eishes Achim Sholei B'Olam. So now Yehuda was miyabein Leah, and he had other wives. So since Leah is usher to Zvulun, all the other wives of Yehuda are also usher, and they're usher because of Tzaras. So now we have a case where the Tzara also is usher to, what's it called, to Zvulun. So now we have a case of not only they are usher, but their Tzaras are also usher. Someone says, Hotenach Tzara. Tzara, the Tzara, my kid says, Tzaros, the Tzaros, Tzaros, say him. Right, even women who were two times removed. That Tzara now went and married another brother, and he had other wives, and he died. Not only is the Tzara Aser, because she was the original Tzara of the Erva, but the Tzara's Tzara is Aser now. What is that case? You can extend the case where there was two more brothers, eight brothers, and God and Aser now were miyabim, the original wives of Reuven and Shimon, and they, and not the original wives of Reuven, the original tzaras of the wives of Reuven and Shimon, and they had other wives, so now their other wives are tzaros that are also usher now to what's it called, the Yisachar and Zvulun. So that will be the case where, according to Reb Shimon, eight brothers, that you can mekayim all these halachas. The woman's usher to one and mutter to the other. The tzara is usher to one and mutter to the other. And the tzara's tzara is usher to one and mutter to the other.
Six brothers not having children, shaykh?
Yeah, anything shaykh. It's shaykh for sure in the Gemara. Right, it's shaykh in the Gemara. No, it's just the case is the case. Okay. Mishum tzara, Rashi. No, below you, below... Yibum Yehuda Nami, Sharli Yisachar, she'd be Mutter Yisachar anyway, even without Yehuda wasn't Miyabim. She's Mutter from Shimon's falling, from when Shimon died. Therefore, you don't need six brothers. You can forget about Yehuda. Five brothers is enough. Mace Ruvain, Nolad Yisachar, Yibim Levi. Ruvain died. Yisachar was born. Now he's also, and Ruvain's wife was Rachel, right? And he's also to Rachel now because Rachel wasn't yet Miyubim. And then after he was born, Yibim Levi was Miyabim, Rachel. Mace Shimon, and then Shimon died. And now Ruvain, Yisachar could have been Miyabim, Shimon's wife. He was born already, right? So he's not also to Shimon's wife for Leah. But Nola Zvulun, the Zvulun was born. He's also to Leah, right? Umesh Levi, and then Nola Zvulun. Umesh Levi below Bonim, and then Levi died without children. And Ophel Ashes Levi, the Ashes Shimon, Lifnei Yisachar Zvulun. And then both of these women fell to Yisachar and Zvulun. Ashes Levi Asur Li Yisachar Nei Ruvain by Lo Harishon Umuteres Zvulun. Rachel is Asur to Yisachar, but she's mother to Zvulun because Zvulun was born after Rachel was Miyubam, and according to Reb Shimon that's okay. According to Rabbanan, she'll be Asur to Zvulun because since Zvulun was not born when Ruvain died, then he's Asur to her even though he was born after the Yibum took place. But according to Reb Shimon, since he was born after the Yibum took place, she's mother. It's not Eishes Asur Shalabi Olam. The Eishes Shimon Muteres Li Yisachar Shari Beolam Ohaya Vasur and Lizvulu. So now we have a case. Why do you need Yehuda Mishum Tzara? Hay Denok At Yibim Yehuda Mishum Tzara. The boy Ashkuchei Nomi B'Tzara Asur Lizem Muteres Zeh. Because the mission says the Chayin Tzaros the Tzaros Tzaros Sehim. So what's it called? That it has to be that there's a case of a Tzara too. In Bo Yisachar Zvulun Liyabim L'Neshei Levi Yehuda Rishona Eishes Levi Asur Liyisachar Mishum Tzoros Eishes Achim Shelo Haya B'Yolamo V'chein Eishes Yehuda Al Zvulun. And same thing, if he had another wife, she's also Mishum Tzoros Gon Shehayu Atzoros Achayos Uvazu. Right? V'Nochrios Kori Lehu Eitzel Neshei Ruvim V'Shimon. And talking with the Tzoros, we're now sisters. So this Tzora is also to one and the other Tzora is also to the other. The economy has to be tzoros v'asur l'zeh muteros v'zeh v'achosek shi'yavimta v'im lo yibim Yehuda. But if Yehuda was not miyabim Shimon's wife lo mesukim milsa d'reb chiyo v'isur tzorosa v'im lofu shtei noshim Shimon. If Shimon had two wives, they're not tzoros, they're both eishes achim shalom b'yolomo eishes ach shalom b'yolomo heim tzora d'tzora ma'ika l'meymar heichi koriz v'asur l'zeh muteros v'zeh v'isur v'tzoros tzora. Where can you find the case of Tzoros Tzora? Right? You can't find it with six brothers. Tzoros Tzoros Sehem Nomitam Perakama. You go to Hother V'Avinu God V'Asher. You need to add two more brothers. Listen to Shei Levi V'Yehuda Rishonos Lehem Nashim. Now God and Asher were Miyabim Levi and Yehuda's original wives. And they have other wives. Okay? And those wives, the wives of Yehuda and Levi, were Tzoros of the original wives of Reuben and Shimon. And now their wives, God and Asher's wives, become Tzoros, Tzoros, of the original wives of Reuben and Shimon. The Yibim God is Eishes Yehuda, Asher Yibim Eishes Levi, Umesu God v'Asher, v'nofus ne'yisachar uzvulum. These are now Tzoros, Tzoros, the reason why they're Asher. The Boim Liyabim Neshei God v'Asher Yishonos, Eishes God, Tzoros Eishes Yehuda, Shehaisa Tzoros Eishes Shimon. She's a Tzora, a Tzora. Shelo Haya B'Olamo, Asur L'Zvulun, U'Muteres L'Yisachar. V'chein Eishes Asher Al Yisachar, U'Muteres L'Zvulun. B'Shar Shenasu Tzoros L'Zvulun, K'Gon Hashta, Shenofu L'Fona, V'Nasu Shtei Achoye Tzoros L'Zvulun, B'Zika. No, we didn't get it yet. Okay, this is the next thing. Okay, so that's the case with eight brothers. And you can have the case of Tzara Tzara, but only work out according to Reb Shimon, and therefore only Reb Safra holds that the Mishnah is referring to that case, and all the other Amoraim say it's not referring to that case, because it only goes according to Reb Shimon, and the Plukso Lokamari.